Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level one warning for heavy rain over the southern parts of Gauteng, as well as the Mpumalanga Highveld and escarpment areas. Isolated chance of thunder showers over parts of Limpopo in the northwest. Morning fog in places over Gauteng and along the escarpment. Pretoria and Emalahleni up to 24. Joburg, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 22. Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees today.
Thank you to everybody sending messages about the N17, the R21 southbound. As soon as we have more information, we will let you know. But there's also a stationary vehicle in four ways on the N1 northbound near Winnie Mandela Drive, which means there's queuing traffic there.
The Portfolio Committee on Health will today hold public hearings on the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill. During these virtual public hearings, organisations and individuals can make their submissions on key provisions in the bill that include 100% smoke-free indoor public places and certain outdoor areas, a ban on the sale of cigarettes through vending machines, and the implementation of plain packaging with graphic health warnings. And America says talks on a ceasefire in Russia's war with Ukraine will continue on Sunday in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. This confirmation comes hours after Ukraine accused Russia of effectively rejecting the US-backed ceasefire proposal, reporting a barrage of strikes on civilian infrastructure. Moscow has so far only agreed to pause attacks on the Ukraine energy grid. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, just six rounds remain in the lead-up to the playoffs in the URC, and the action resumes after a week's break. The tension continues to rise. 15 teams, including all the South Africans, are still in the mix to make the top eight. The Vodacom Bulls this weekend will take on Leinster at Loftus. Sharks welcome Zebra. Lions are away to Cardiff, and the Stormers take on Scarlets away from home. English club Exeter have boosted their front row stocks with the signing of Joseph Dweba. The Springbok hooker will make the move from Cape Town to Sandy Park at the end of the current season. He's earned six test caps for the Boks, the last of which was against Argentina ahead of the 2023 World Cup. Formula One boss Stefano Domenicali has held talks with Thailand's Prime Minister about possible plans to take Grand Prix to the kingdom. There are other countries, including South Africa and Rwanda, knocking at F1's door. Historic hosts France and Germany also want to return to the fold, while the Turkish Grand Prix is also considered a likely candidate. And the Players Union, co-founded by Novak Djokovic, has begun legal action against tennis's governing bodies, citing anti-competitive practices and a blatant disregard for player welfare. The Professional Tennis Players Association has filed papers at the U.S. District Court in New York seeking a jury trial. And the lawsuit says professional tennis players are stuck in a rigged game which gives them limited control over their own careers and brands, also criticizes the schedule, ranking system and control over image rights. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on Jacaranda FM. Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay.